Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice, Misfits, the Gold Weekly off-topic show. You know, we did a show with a good friend of mine, and I just want to kind of touch on it just for a second. You know, it goes to show where the world is going and how different avenues can be projected and construed into other forms, and society is truly going to shit. You know, I just want to touch on it just a little bit today, gentlemen, because last week I think we did a really good show with Mr. Wayne Peters. I took away from that show realizing that it isn't half as bad in the U.S., but it will be, but as it is in Canada. I just kind of like to help today's show and get your thoughts. And I'll start with you, Travis. What were your thoughts and takeaways from last week's show?
I mean, man, that was honestly one of my favorite shows, I think, to this point, man. It was informative. It freaked me the fuck out in a lot of ways, you know, because, I mean, we're talking about, you know, people who are just right the fuck there across the border, man. And it is, you know, essentially turning into this weird technological dystopian nightmare where they're, you know, just doing all kinds of things that, you know, in America, I'd like to think that we would, you know, rebel against and push back against. But, you know, like Wayne said on the show, it's like in Canada, they don't have freedom of speech. They don't have the right to have guns. And because of, you know, those two main factors, we're seeing that the government is being a fucking tyrannical as shit. And here in the next, you know, few years, it's probably going to turn into some kind of a weird dictatorship.
Yeah, you know, that a lot of the topics discussed on last week's show, I think, truly left all of us a little bit, you know, stymied there. You know, MF, you were kind of quiet last week, my brother, and you generally are one that isn't quiet. So I don't know if you were taking the thought process in or trying to understand it or if it was just an aspect that really sits in your heart and pisses you off. So what were your thoughts of last week's show, homie?
Well, to be honest, I was going to talk more, but you interrupted me twice. But that's quite all right. No, it was a good show, dude. It was definitely a good show. I would have loved to answer his question. But, you know, the viewpoints of what he was bringing up, it's like, it doesn't surprise me. You know, I've talked about it a long time. It's like the evil exists. You, whether people want to fucking acknowledge it or not, and shit's going down. Everything on the fucking border is just a distraction from the shit that's happening up north. You know, and even then, like, people fucking hate America. They talk about it's fucking so difficult over here. But, like, fucking Wayne in Canada, dude, it's like, you know, not having freedom of speech, not even getting to have guns. You know, and having everything dictated between fucking East Coast, West Coast. Like, it's fucking wild, dude, and people don't ever take that shit into account.
No, and, you know, my takeaways from the show, for what it's worth, is I saw people that truly care about a place that they grew up in. I saw people that truly, you know, that care about the country they live in, but yet they can't demonstrate it, they can't speak about it, they can't live that Canadian dream. But there was a point that he brought up that really kind of hit home with me. He said, you guys pay so much attention to your southern border that you're not even paying attention to what's happening up north. Because as we all know, it's a trickle-down effect. So when you look at it in that aspect, I sat for days and I thought about that. And the more and more that I remember what he said on the show, the more you see it equate daily here in the United States. You know, I wanted to talk about gender neutrality on today's show because I thought things had already gone, you know, pretty much as far left as they possibly could, but then they take a double dip, a giant step, even more to the left with gender neutrality. You know, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I mean, I look at the homosexual community, that's fine. Do what you want to do. If you want to have a penis, you don't want to have a penis, that's your fucking business. But when you start telling me what words I can use when I'm a middle-aged man that and tell me that the words that I grew up knowing no longer exist, that's where I really get pissed off. And that's where I really have an issue with this. You know, I did a post about a manhole, and I got warned from Facebook. So, you know, looking at it in that aspect, I mean, how far is social media going to allow this to explode? I know you guys are on the West Coast. It's already happening there. But do you think the gender neutrality aspect has taken things just a little bit too far?
I think it was already taken too far before the gender neutrality thing even came to the front fore, you know, out of the forefront. At least in my opinion, you know, shit was already fucking wild on that, dude. Like, too many people have opinions, too many people have feelings, too many people, it's all about me, what I want. But then they use this, what would you call it, like, a scream in front of them as far as, you know, oh, the collective and fucking the majority speaks and blah, 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 blah. But it's like, how are you going to sit here and talk about majority speaks on everything, but yet everybody should cater to less than, like, the point of the fucking, you know, 1,000% of the fucking population. It's ridiculous, dude. And at the same time, it's like the people on that same side, you got the ones that are sitting there arguing about fucking, you know, we don't have a gender, it's gender neutral, right? But aren't those the same people arguing about a gender wage gap? I mean, fucking, literally, it's the same fucking party. You know, it's like, it feels like saying, like, oh, women get paid less than men. Oh, wait a minute, so now there's women in the workforce, but, you know, in the news and on social media, it's all gender neutral and everything else. It's like, I'm confused. Like, what are we supposed to do? Like, you know, am I supposed to call them by their name? Am I supposed to call them a human? Am I supposed to call them male, female, gender, you know, non-binary? Can I just refer to people as non-binary? Why? Because I fucking choose to do so. You know, if you feel like you're a fucking man when you're a woman when you're a man, or you're a fox when you're a fucking child, I don't really fucking care. I feel like everybody's non-binary, so I would now be referring to people as such.
Travis?
I mean, man, the problem that I really have with it is that they're trying to rewrite language to where anything male or masculine is toxic masculinity, you know? It seems like it's a concerted effort from the media and from the left to try and destroy, you know, the image of a strong, disciplined man, someone with their shit together, you know, just, you know, real fucking people. And I, the other big problem I have with it is the fact that, you know, I think when they're talking about sexuality, they need to talk about sexuality and leave gender out of it, because gender is through nature. There's males and females of every plant and animal and person, and I mean literally plant, like even cannabis, weed, has a male version of the plant and a female version of the plant. We only smoke the female version of the plant, and the little trichomes and sticky things on the outside of the weed, that's to catch the pollen in the air that the male plant like releases. So it's absolutely ridiculous to, you know, try and pretend there's more than two genders. It's like, yeah, your sexuality can be a social construct, and you shouldn't be persecuted for anything you go, you know, do behind doors, as long as it's not harming fucking children, which is what all this seems to always end up coming back to, you know. But it's ridiculous to deny science in the fact that, you know, things have XX chromosomes and things have XY chromosomes. You know, so they really, everybody needs to start making a distinguishment between the sexuality that I choose and gender, which is scientific fact.
Exactly. You know, the thing of it is, and you made a great point, the thing of it is too, you know, what your thoughts, perceptions, and how you want to live your life, do it. But why should it be perplexed into everybody else's? You know, I happen to like science, man, and, you know, you look at Homo sapien, you know, I feel hurt that they turned it into homosexual. I feel hurt that, you know, I like trans fat, but they turned it into transgender. So what, do they got to change their wording? No. See, so where's the equality in life? I mean, there's not. And it's like, you know, God, I tell you what, these fucking left-wing nut jobs, and I don't care, the FCC can shut me down again. You know, them dumbasses shut me down at the end of our show last time, which I loved. I mean, the show still got out. They shut it down right when we were already ending. So But the thing of it is, you know, on the humoristic side of it, I did a post today, you know, because there was a show when I grew up called the Dick Van Dyke Show. So what are they wanting us to do? Go back and rewrite the American history, the American lifestyle, the American way of life? You know, as far as I'm concerned, man, get the fuck out of here. You know, I like Wayne's thought of what, I mean, I don't like the thought of what they're doing in Canada, but I like the thought that, you know, we can build a city, we could send them all there, or they can go back to their own fucking countries, they can do whatever they want. You know, why should we have to be imposed with their thoughts and their lifestyles? Because to me, you're taking away my rights and freedom when you start doing that, MF.
Well, I guess that would be subjective in my opinion. Just because the fact that I'd be like, I don't know, it doesn't necessarily bother me with how they're doing it, what they're doing it, but it's like what Travis said, like they're encroaching on the language itself. You know, they're trying to rearrange how the English language works. And the language is already fucked up and manipulative in the first place, you know what I mean? So it's just what they're doing. But, like, check this out, right? You were talking about the Dick Van Dyke Show. Like, if they were to even go after the name Dick Van Dyke, it's like, that's technically a name. That's a heritage. So now you're attacking somebody's heritage. But it's like, where does the line get crossed, you know? You were talking about a manhole, you know, but if they start trying to say, like, you have to change your name because that's offensive to me. Like, no, fuck you. I don't give a fuck. The fact that you're offended, it pisses me off. And it's now fucking, you know, we're turning this into a fucking racial thing because you're trying to change my fucking name. And that comes from heritage from, obviously, ancestors because we're all fucking or descendants of fucking immigrants in the first place, right? So I just don't fucking pay, like, too much attention to this shit in the first place. Like, yeah, you know, I refer to them as fucking humans, dude. They can be non-binary. Like, even if fucking one of the terms we went to maybe, like, a month ago, dude, there was a non-binary. That's the best way I would describe it. Hairy belly poking out of some fucking Daisy Dukes. You know what I mean? A little fucking river hat that a woman wears. Looked like he beat up his little sister and stole her shirt before he came there. You know, but at the same time, like, dude, like, it is what it is. People fucking allow that shit to happen, so it's like, what are we going to do? Sit there and get mad at the individual? You know, it's like, they probably got some kind of fucked up life, dude, some kind of fucked up shit happened to them. That's why they feel the way they do. You know, and they wanted to feel validated for their existence, and, you know, like, they wanted to feel like they weren't alone. So as soon as this shit came out, the people that felt that way started coming out of the open, like, full force, you know what I mean? It's like, anybody that was in the closet before, like, once it was okay, like, shit, it's like a fucking newborn Christian, you know what I mean? Nobody gave a shit, but the second they got fucking changed, oh, bro, they're going to tell everybody everything, everyone, every fucking thing. You know, that's just how it fucking goes. And then, like, what Johnny had brought up on the show before, too, you know, like, to the younger generation, it's a fucking trend, dude. It's what's cool. It's how things fucking were. You know, back in the 90s, it was cool to be a gangster. You know, I mean?
Well, let me ask you this. What are they going to do when a woman has a baby? Congratulations, you had an it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's pathetic. I mean, come on. I mean, the society has gotten to the mentality of a fucking two-year-old. You know, you can't call it this, you can't call it that. I mean, here's your it. You know, it's like, what the fuck?
Here it is, brother man. A wise man once told me, never argue with a fool.
Yeah, oh, amen on that. You know, speaking of Johnny, he had called in last week, and he was on the line for probably about 3, 4, 5 minutes. I was waiting for Wayne to end up answering his question or giving his thought, and I was going to bring Johnny in, and he hung up.
Yeah.
I was
call,
like,
call that motherfucker, see what he's doing.
Yeah, you know what, I should do that. But, you know, the thing of it is I think he felt that, oh, shit, I stepped into a show that I might not be able to speak on. So it was kind of funny. I just found it humorous that he disappeared like that. I was just getting ready to announce him, and he hung up. But,
well, it makes
you
sense,
know,
though, right? Yeah, because the focus was on Wayne. So it's like, you know, having another person on there. We were just sitting there fucking listening to Wayne get all his shit out, you know what I mean? So having another person, Johnny probably thought the same shit. Like, yeah, I'm not going to interrupt these fools. Yeah, that motherfucker Johnny got 7 kids. You don't pay attention to none of that shit.
You know, but I found the interview with Wayne insightful. I found it something that is, you know, an avenue that I'd like to continue to add to the show. I mean, what are your guys' thoughts? Because Wayne now is wanting to bring on some of his constituents on another show. So what are your thoughts on that? Because now, since the show, the Muslim aspect has taken control over Canada, over the Canadians, and now is pretty much dictating what they can and can't say, you know, and with Trudeau, which cracks me up, Trudeau is a Muslim, which I never knew that, but there's a lot of interesting things coming out of the woodwork. So when you put it all together, how would you guys feel about us doing a little mini-series on this type of aspect and thoughts in politics?
I mean, man, Don, it's kind of what you always say, man, and it's like you right now, you know, being a journalist is more important than ever. There's more fake news than ever. There's more bullshit and propaganda than ever. And you know, it's like all of these gatekeepers, the MSNBCs, the CNNs, the Fox, we're seeing that they're all bought and paid for by corporations. So it's people like you, people like, you know, Pat Miletich, you know, real fucking journalists out there who are actually, you know, the only ones who are giving these people a platform so that they can tell their story, so that people can actually find out, you know, the truth of what the fuck is going on. And you know, and the truth that we're all being fucked by the same 1,000 people who are running all of these fucking governments. You know, look at, people need to look into how much Trudeau, you know, how deep he is with the fucking Clintons and with Jeffrey Epstein and with the Bushes. And it's all the same fucking, you know, 1,000 people who are fucking basically every country in the world at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that it is, you know, wonderful that we can, you know, help Wayne in any way we can, because like we said last week, man, the stuff that's going on in Canada is the beta testing ground for what happens in America. That, like, this globalist system starts in China, whatever happens in China, then starts happening in Canada, and then from Canada it finally gets rolled out after it's perfected into the United States, you know? So it's like, you listen to these people's story and look at, you know, not the mainstream idea and what the news is telling you about some of these things, man, because it's fucking really important. And we're at a time right now where you're not going to get, you know, Wayne's never going to be on fucking CNN. You know, they're not going to put him on Fox to, you know, because he's telling the truth about what's going on with, you know, this fucking empire out there. So even Americans out there, you know, do it for yourself. And the fact that the shit that's going on in Canada is going to be going on here, you know, in 2, 3, 4, 5 years maybe.
If even that long. Well, let's try to give Johnny a call and see if we can get Mr. Cash Money up on.
Pity.
What up, G? Oh, he ain't gonna pick it up. He can't handle the truth, bro. It's still ringing. It's still ringing, and I hung it up. There we go.
You got a schedule here with Johnny.
Johnny's too big. You know, in a way, I kind of feel like sometimes we do put him on the spot, because Johnny does have different aspects involved in his family, and you know, I think he does the best that he can in speaking on his thought, but I think it's kind of hindered because, you know, when you look at certain aspects, I mean, my son brought this up to me the other day. He said, what would you do if I told you I was gay? I mean, and he was serious about this. He said, what would you do if I told you I was gay? I told him I'd kick you out of my fucking house. And I mean it. You know, people can hate on me all they want. They could think their thought. I'm not down with that. Am I wrong for thinking that about my own child? I mean, because I raised my child different. You know, I have a granddaughter by him and everything. So if my son came and told me, Dad, I'm gay, I'm sorry, but as a man, not as a journalist, I would have an issue with that. Is that a wrong aspect to have or behold?
I mean, I wouldn't let him be bringing boys home. You know, you don't need any butt fucking in the back room. I think that could be
no.
where you should die alive.
I don't know, man. I don't have kids, so I can't exactly make an informed fucking, you know, opinion on that because I don't fucking have kids. You know, part of me feels one way, part of me feels the other way. So I can't exactly fucking answer that.
I do feel
now
like,
you're
you
sounding
know,
like Pence, bro.
No, not at all. I'm just more, I'm being logical in this situation. I don't have kids, so therefore I can't actually look at it. You know, it's like, in one way, it's like, if I had kids, it's like, yeah, dude, my kids are going to be however the fuck they're going to be, you know, and technically you're the parent, so you're supposed to love them for whatever they are, whoever they are, however they are, you know, but at the same time, people's kids have turned into be fucking murdering fucking psychopaths, mm-hmm. and the parents still love them,
yep.
you know, so it's just like, I don't know, dude, it's like, dude, where do you draw the line on when to fucking write the kid up, you know what I mean?
There's so many fucking
but I don't fucking have kids, dude, so I can't exactly fucking objectively, you know. Giving an opinion.
But yeah, I mean, I think that...
Objectively, that was fucking horrible.
There's so many different factors that when you're going into talking about, you know, a particular person and their relationship with their child, you know, how old is that child? Has that child been abused? Is that child mentally ill? Is that child a drug addict?
How many times have their parents dressed them up in fucking other genders' attires?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was one of the things that MF brought up, you know, on a show of a couple months back, man, that blew my mind that I didn't look into, but it's like, you better look up, you know, all of the famous serial killers, you know, John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy, you know, everybody out there is on Netflix watching every fucking documentary about it. There's 100,000 of them, you know, but you look into it, and all of these children, these males, were dressed as girls, as children, you know, and I even know somebody, you know, I have a friend who their older brother, and he had a crazy fucking drug addict mom, and they used to dress his older brother in girl's clothes, you know. And then, you know, 25 years later, my friend's older brother is, you know, married to a dude and lives in San Francisco. So it's like, how much of these things can you relate to, you know, abuse, molestation, neglect, drugs, mental illness, maybe just some type of, you know, genetic disorder, you know. There are so many factors, Don, going into when you're talking about a personal relationship and, you know, why you're going to allow someone to be in your house. I feel like a lot of these people, you know, if they've been told that they're the wrong gender and been trans since they were 6 or 7 years old and they've been on hormones since the time they were 10, you know, that's another whole rabbit hole. Just look how many kids are just getting pharmaceuticals shoved down their throat, you know. I mean, I think that mental health is a huge fucking issue, and I think in a lot of cases, you know, these teenagers would be in a better position if they were in some type of a rehab or a mental health clinic or, you know, somewhere else other than even with the parents. But it's such a big question.
Well, and there's a difference between the gay and the trans, you know what I mean? At least in my opinion, because I know quite a few gay people, you know, and not one of them has told me that they decided to be gay. They've all said that, like, ever since they were fucking young, you know they're male, they know they're female, but they just knew they like the opposite sex. But it's like, then you get the ones that are completely confused. It's like, okay, well, you're a male, you have male genes, you know, you got the male genitalia, okay, but you believe you're a female. Yeah, no, you're definitely a male. You may, you know, have more femme tendencies, be a little bit more on the, what do you call it, fucking the feminine spectrum, you know what I mean? But it's like you're still a fucking male. And same thing. It's like I know some chicks that, I mean, like, dude, like, I would fight them as a man, you know, and that's some real shit. But they know they're women, you know. So it's like, where do you draw the line? How do you draw the line? Like, the parents turning these kids, because, I mean, really, dude, like a six-year-old going to think that they're fucking trans? It's like, yeah, you know why a six-year-old thinks that they're fucking trans? Because rather than watching cartoons and growing up like a normal kid, their parents were super into the activism and fucking whatever kind of rights thing that they wanted to fucking do. Or, you know, they have some kind of political game that they're trying to do, you know, whatever the case may be. And these people are just using their own fucking children for whatever, you know, selfish fucking purpose they have. So it's like why would a six-year-old think that he's trans? It's like, okay, dude, it's like, you like boys? Okay, you got femme tendencies? That's cool. You're gay. I dig it. But you're still a boy. Yeah, point blank fucking period. You know what I mean?
The fact that six-year-olds just don't know fucking anything.
Yeah, that's a fucking other thing. And it's like, we always talk about fucking teenagers, and even then, it's like the fucking mind doesn't fully develop until you're 25. So it's like, you know, after you're 25, it's like, okay, you're gay? Okay, well, you're a man that believes in a woman, you're a woman that believes in a man, whatever. It's like, yeah, but by the time you're 25 and your brain fully develops, you're going to at least partially understand why you feel and do what you do. You know what I mean? At least maybe fucking understand. It's like, okay, that might have been stupid. Like, I brought up about the fucking serial killers, dude. How many of these kids that you think are getting fucking not objectified. What's the fucking word I'm looking for?
Fucking abused.
But you get what I mean. Yeah. It's like these parents that are using their fucking kids. How many of them are going to grow up and fucking end up being serial killers? You're like, I'm not trying to fucking say that they will. I'm just merely pointing that out because the fucking data fucking shows otherwise. You know what I mean? It's like, how many of them are going to go fucking crazy? How many of them are going to hate their parents? You know, it's like the trans community committing fucking suicide is like one of the fucking big things that they always talk about. But it's like, yeah, but it's like as far as like the data goes, like none of the cases where they committed suicide was anything based off of like another person, you know, harming them or another person talking down. It was like, yeah, they're confused. They feel alone because nobody's fucking like them. Like, I get it, dude. I've fucking been there. Not on the fucking transmission level. You know what I mean? But I've been alone, and I understand what it's like to think that you're the only fucking person on this planet. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking rough, dude. But it's at the same time, it's like, it's hard to accept who you are. Like, you know, we talk about fucking people got to accept, like, their darkness because their darkness is still fucking part of you. And these people, it's like they look for any way they can. And same thing, like, if they were abused by the parent. You know, they're going to look for some kind of relief, some kind of get away from their parents. Maybe they rebelled against their parents. Maybe this was the only way to fucking numb the pain on what they were going. Either they weren't paying attention, they got abused, you know, like, whatever the fucking case may be, dude. Like, it's fucking sad. Like, all the way around, it's sad. Kids are being fucking used for shit, and fucking people are, you know, living their lives believing that they're fucking something that's completely fucking different than what they actually are. You know, like, it's hard when life has changed to where now people's emotions and their feelings matter more than logic and facts. Like, and I get it with facts, too, because facts are only facts based off they are now, off our technology and our understanding of whatever subject it is, you know what I mean? But you could even look at, ask any scientist, ask a fucking shaman right here. The science always changes, you know what I mean? So what's fact now, in 20 years, it may be fucking changed, you know what I mean? But as it is right now, it's like, male is male, female is female. There's pairs all over this fucking planet. Same thing, there's pairs with fucking everything. There hasn't been three of a kind. There hasn't been four. There hasn't been five. There's always been a pair. It doesn't matter if it's a numbers, it's on the fucking planets, you know what I mean? If it's in fucking astrology, the fucking life on this fucking planet, you know what I mean? You got Earth, you got water, you know, you got sky, and then you got fucking space, like light, dark. Fuck, dude, there's pairs of everything in this fucking, in whatever, you know, the creator created. But it's hard for people, dude. Like, they feel alone. They feel like they don't have anybody to turn to. You know, and especially it's like, oh, well, how can I get attention? How can I be accepted? And then the same thing, it's like, even on a political scale, like I always talk about, like Republicans, liberals, libertarians, you know what I mean, the fucking Green Party, everybody's guilty on it because everybody chooses and picks their sides. It's humans have tribalism in their fucking DNA. There's no getting around it. You know, but unfortunately, it's like when the kids are brought into it, it's like religion. Most of these kids don't even know why they're doing the religion that they're doing or studying or fucking, you know, their faith or whatever the case may be. They just follow suit just like their family, right? Rather than digging into it and making a decision for themselves, the decision was made for them. You know, a fucking kid growing up in a liberal family, you all of a sudden, you know, change your mind to be a fucking Republican, family will fucking disown you, and that'll work the same way with fucking Republicans, you know? And then you get the libertarians that think they're fucking better than everybody else. So it's all fucking screwed up tribalism. It's like, you know, like, if anybody's on the Democratic side, like, they can't argue against the LGBTQ fucking PRS, you know, Y, XYZ. They can't argue against it because if they did, their own party would cast them out. And then what happens is like, oh, okay, well, you're a cast, you know, an outcast from this particular group. Well, you know their enemies aren't going to fucking take you in because you have no fucking belief system anywhere near what the hell they believe. So think about it. That works vice versa, dude, like Republicans. Any side, dude. It's like people are afraid of getting outcasted. They're afraid of being, you know, outside of the demographic, outside of the people that they, you know, were once their friends, their family, they're this, they're that. Like, people disown people over politics and religion, dude. Like, friends that grew up for fucking years, all of a sudden politics get involved, and it's like, oh, dude, well, fucking, you know, I hate you, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, dog, we grew up in the same neighborhood. Like, what the fuck you talk about? you know, but it's all I can do is just feel pity for them, man. You know, it's like, try not to get involved in it, and, like, even, you know, the wise man said, never argue with the fucking fool. It's hard to do it, man, because they fucking get your emotions up. They get you fucking all rattling and fucking, yeah. Even just thinking about it fucking gets my tits on fire.
Yeah. Well, you know, we used to joke around about this in the early days in the conception of this weekly talk show, you know, about Martin Luther King. And, you know, I had a dream. But now, in today's society, the LGBTQ, whatever the fuck you want to call it, they have an issue with it. They have an issue with history. And see, that's where I start getting pissed off, because they want to change that world-famous line, you know, I had a dream, They want it to be changed to I Had a Thought. You know, you can't go back and rewrite history. You can't go back and change a man's words. But yet, today's society thinks that they have the right to do so. You know,
so how are you going to change the word thought? Now that means that hoe over there. Like, you can't say I had a fucking thought. Like, with this generation,
right?
Like, that's fucking horrible. It's like, what, did a 16-year-old fucking think of that? I had a thought. Yeah, that happens all the time.
LOL.
It's, you know, I mean, it's thoughts come and go. I mean, they pass through your fucking mind. How, and MLK, how are you going to change dream? Why? Does dream fucking offend people? Do people not dream? Is that what it is? Oh, because they don't want to get shitted on. Oh, we can't live our dreams. People told us that they were fucking, you know, would never happen and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. See, one more aspect before we kind of move on away from this subject, because it's truly taboo, and I don't want the FCC to really just shut our show down again, because it means more to me to get a message out than it does to just completely drive something into the ground. We can do that over a series of times.
Talk about China.
No, I'm not going there, bro. I'm not going there. I made a simple joke and I got slammed.
Oh, that was one time.
You know, actually, I got fined $800 for this last show, but I don't know if we're ultimately going to have to pay it or not, but we'll see how things go. You know, I think last week, before I move on to the next subject, I think we all got to see a different side of what our show is meaning to people, what type of aspects, you know, we can perplex. You know, a lot of people don't really understand the true aspect of who I know in my walk. You know, I'm like you guys. I try to keep my life, the true aspect of my life, away from, you know, the prying eyes of social media. I know some of the greatest activists in the world, and that's why I wanted to get your guys' thoughts, because, you know, I brought on the number three activist for the Palestinian people after the show. He became the number one wanted terrorist in Palestine. Now I brought on one of the top activists, you know, for Canada, who is now a man on the run. And, you know, I don't see the reference of how sharing the truth can make a country want to imprison you, or, you know, as with the Palestinian people, they want to kill the activist, I won't name him. They want to kill him for what he came on the show and shared. You know, and I'm sure, you know, life for Wayne hasn't been easy. It was hard enough before he came on the show. But yet they're willing to bring on the top three activists in all of Canada and throughout the world to share their stories, their plights, you know, with the people that listen to our program. And I call it our program because each and every one of our names is attached to this. So that's why I asked you earlier if y'all were cool with that type of show being, you know, transpired through our network, because, you know, you guys have to live with this too. Not only I, but down the road somewhere, I'm sure it's going to be, you know, intermingled with you two. And are you guys cool with this type of aspect being perplexed?
Hey, man, Don.
You know, you got to draw a line in the sand somewhere, man. And this is what fucking governments have literally been doing through all of time, through all of recorded history. You know, we are at a time now where we're seeing more than it of ever, because we, you know, now have this medium to spread it. But you know, it really is kind of this, you know, this great awakening time where so many people are being able to learn the truth, you know. There are so many fucking people in this world who now know who Jeffrey Epstein is, and know who the fuck what he's connected to, man. Like, you know, there are big, actual, historical things that are fucking going on at an unprecedented rate right now, you know. And if this were just, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, you know, and the same shit were happening, these people wouldn't have any sort of, you know, any sort of way to get any kind of message out. So it's like, now more than ever, it is important to speak the truth. You know, not your truth, not speaking, you know, there's a version of that. But we need to have some amount of objective, logic reasoning where, you know, we can all stand together in the same room and look each other in the eye and go, is that an orange sitting on the table? That's an orange right there. It's the color orange. Is it orange to you? Is it citrus fruit? Can we all describe this as the same fucking thing and agree on something and, you know, move forward from there? And so, I mean, you know, yes, it's a time now where I think that it is more dangerous than ever because there's more spotlights on you everywhere, including just when you're out in public, you know? But at the same time, there are actual legitimate things that are going on, you know, in the government and throughout the world. If you just pay a little bit of attention to, you know, actual shit that's happening that they're not telling you on fucking CNN and Fox News and MSNBC and, you know, it's one of those things, Don, where we have a choice to make here within the next 10 years. And I don't mean me and you and MF. I mean the world collectively, people and all of humanity collectively, have a choice to make here within the next 10 years at most as to whether or not we're going to continue as a human society, if we're going to enter the post-human era, or if we're just going to fucking exterminate ourselves with nuclear war and fucking, you know, absolute madness. So I think now more than ever it is important to pay attention to people who are speaking the truth and to, you know, do what Wayne is doing, you know, what Pat Miletich is doing, what Sam Tripoli is doing, what you're doing, what Greg Carwood is doing. You know, there are a lot of people out there right now who are speaking the truth. Fucking Tim Dillon is a hilarious comedian. And, you know, there's so many people who have their eyes on this shit now that it's like, go look up Jeffrey Epstein, go see the names in his little black book, and you'll realize that, like we said before, it's 1,000 shitty people who are finally losing control of the cabal.
See, what's funny is what transpired after last week's show is, as you guys know, Joe Rice, you know, one of my sponsors, he is a liberal that posts hate and posts things towards Joe, and you guys all know Joe. He doesn't back down. You know, Joe is very artistic. He's very thoughtful and inquisitive in his thoughts. You know, so I got tired of seeing this aspect, so I told Joe, I said, tell a son of a bitch to come on my show. You know, I said, they say I don't give them a voice. Well, tell them to come on the show. So this guy agrees to come on the show after months of hounding him. I finally get a message from him in my inbox. The first thing he says, I want to know the script for the show. And I'm like, bro, there ain't no script for the show. It's organic. He goes, well, I'm a comedian. I says, what the fuck does that have to do with my show? He goes, well, I do a political satire comedy act. I said, well, not on my show, you're not. You know, I said, you can come on my show, but it's going to be factual. It's going to be organic. We're going to ask you questions. You can ask us questions, and we're all going to walk away from this, you know, however we walk away, but there's no going to be hate, no any hatred construed. Well, can I bring a friend on? Yeah, no problem, bro. And next thing he goes, well, I'm not really into MMA. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? It's a political show, completely separate from my other aspects. Come on the show, voice your thoughts like you do on social media, and let's just get to it with my panel. And the next thing I get out of him is, well, I can't do Wednesday, but I can do the following Wednesday. And so I said, well, that's fine. I said, the day is always open for you. So then he hits me back with, well, where is the show out of? Are you going to fly me there? Are you, you know, making all kinds of excuses. See, the thing of it is, and the point I'm getting at, on his, because he does have a show, you know, a podcast per se, but he only allows the people on the show that back him. So that isn't a true characteristic of a show. That's a show that you let the sheeple follow that believe what your thoughts are, but you're not letting the true world voice your opinion. And I brought this up with him. And, you know, he got very argumentative with me. I said, bro, I'm more controversial than you, but yet my page is public. anybody can comment on my shit. And he stopped, you know, corresponding with me. Why is it that they want to go on social media, construe all this hate, but when it comes to an opportunity to come on the show and voice their opinion, they won't?
It's real easy to put.
It's not their opinion.
Yeah. And it's real easy to write something down that you can fucking correlate, fucking go over with two or three of your friends to make it, you know, look like you got a nice social justice-y warrior point. All your logic is, you know, tied up. But it's exactly like you said, Don, you know. None of this show is scripted in any way, shape, or form. And it's like, you know, we don't say things unless we put some amount of thought into them. And, you know, when you're coming from a point of logic and reasoning and, you know, objectivity, and you're trying, you know, not get emotionally involved in it, and you try not to, you know, join tribes or join teams, you know, like we try and do around here, it's like you can see so much more of what's going on. Other than when you just buy into this ridiculous, you know, pre-printed ideology that you're just going to go about, or you're just going to be a social justice warrior and, you know, see how many brownie points I can get with the ladies. You know, you have to really think about some of these things before you, you know, speak about them. And if you're just going to, you know, rehearse some pre-programmed shit, that, you know, a lot of people don't want to be on a live show doing that.
True, true. You know, before I jump to the next topic, you know, I got quite a few emails from some colleagues that work for syndicated television shows telling me that I'm pushing things too far, that I need to back up, that I need to stop construing what I do on my show. I'm not going to, you know. They said that, you know, I said, I honestly replied back, I really don't give two shits what people think about what I say on my show. And they said, Don, it's not the people, it's the machine. And you're treading on thin ice. So, am I supposed to be afraid because some news networks, you know, that I happen to have friends that work at are telling me that I'm pushing the issue too far? No, I'm telling the truth. So if you don't like it, don't listen to my fucking show, plain and simple. You know, you can't take away my freedom of speech. You can't take away my freedom of expression. You can shut my show down. It's still going to go. I mean, so the bottom line is, I'm not going to stop this. You know, the next thing I kind of want to jump onto, because I've seen it getting worse and worse and worse in Canada in the last few days with Antifa. And here in the United States with the Ku Klux Klan, you know, it's an aspect that I truly don't get. These are supposed to be people that want to fight for rights and social injustice and this and that, according to them. Then why wear the mask? Why not expose your identity? You know, why is it that you got to hide behind something if in your thoughts and in your own words you're telling the truth and you're giving, you know, society and people the aspect that they need to hear? Why are you hiding behind a mask? What is it about grown-ass people that have to hide, you know, wear a mask to construed hate, cause other ill will in other people's life? What can we do to annihilate organizations? I know Antifa has been started, a movement and coalition in that force. But what are your guys' thoughts when it comes to Antifa or the KKK, and why do they hide their identities?
Because nobody gave a fuck about them until they put masks on. That's why. That's the only fucking reason why. And it's easier to move in fucking cover seat, you know what I mean? Having a mask and you hide your identity when you want to do something kind of fucking shady, something scandalous, whatever the case may be. Well, like in our case, we wear the mask because we just don't want people to know who the fuck we are. Yeah, I mean, it's that fucking simple. It's for whatever reason it is. And you get the Antifa motherfuckers, it's dude, we all know who they are. They're all paid for by George Soros, like at least a good fucking chunk of them. You know, because how do these fools go from fucking protest to protest? Like, y'all ain't got no jobs. Like, that just makes no sense just in general, unless somebody's fucking obviously paying for them to be there. But then it's like, okay, so violence is legal, like pretty much as far as how those riots go, like the shit that was going up in fucking Oregon right now, or that just happened in fucking Oregon. You know, that type of violence is legal. Police with their hands are tied. But that's the same people that are claiming that there's actually speech that is violent that could get you in trouble. So it's double standards, like, all the way, dude. And then you get the fucking KKK. They've been in the government for a long fucking time. People don't get it. Like, there's high-ups in the fucking government that really, I mean, they're part of something else. It's just the way it fucking goes with the tribalism, you know, once again. But people hide their true identities. It's the same thing as, like, superhero. Why does anybody fucking do it? They just don't want people to know who the fuck they are. And a mask gets attention. You know what I mean? A mask gets fucking attention. It's just the way it goes. And even then, like, you can take one person out. Like, look at Antifa. When you see them, you don't actually see anybody's face unless they've been demasked or whatever the fucking case might be. But that's how it fucking works, dude. Like, the Immortals, okay? Check this out. You remember the Persian Empire? They had the Immortals. They were, like, their fucking elite fighting force. You ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, like, the whole way that actually worked was that there were so many of them, and they all wore the same mask. That was like, even if they would kill, you know, 100, 200, 300, within like, you know, or the next day, whatever, their ranks would be replenished, like right back fucking to it. So it has the effect that it's like, you know, it's not necessarily one person, but you see the horde. You see the group as a whole. You know what I mean? So if you take away 5, take away 10, it doesn't matter. The group still stands. Like, you would have to actually annihilate the entire group in order to stop Antifa. So think about that. It's like, even if you take down 5, 10, 15, 20, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you have no idea who the fuck they are. And the ones that get caught, oh, they get disowned. You know, like, oh, no, well, yeah, sorry, dude, you got caught. Yep, sucks for you. You got to go sit in jail. You know, like, they fucking ride off their own. But it's been around for fucking thousands of years, dude. That's just one of the fucking tactics. And at least that's what I think fucking Antifa and the Ku Klux Klan fucking do. Number one, so they can do their shit fucking covertly, because it's like the Antifa people, it's like, you never know, they could be people that are in the fucking offices, you know what I mean? They could be people fucking running businesses, people in fucking, you know, million-dollar corporations. You never fucking know. Same thing with KKK. So it's just the way it works, dude.
Agent provocateurs, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, they've proven that, you know, the military or, you know, the deep state, as it were, has broken up peaceful protests, you know, things like Occupy Wall Street. Where it's just like you send in a few fucking police officers dressed in fucking masks. They light a couple cars on fire. Boom, now the police can come in and crack everybody's fucking skull and pepper spray people and get them the fuck out of there.
You know, it's funny, as we speak about them, I just got a message from Wayne saying he hopes the show is going great today. He's been thinking about us and appreciates the aspect and format of the show. So, you know, goes to show you that what we're doing is just and is for a purpose. You know, it's crazy because, you know, a man that is going through so much craziness in his life, you know, it's crazy. You know, as you heard on last week's show, he went from being a combat sports photographer to being a full-time activist. And, you know, I want to get your guys' thoughts on one of his posts. He says, under Trudeau, Canadians are already economic slaves to Islam. And he put it out there for people to prove him wrong. And, you know, to me, it's hard to read something like that, knowing the man, knowing what he believes in and what he stands for. What would you guys, how would you guys feel if Islam took over their rights, our rights as Americans?
I mean, man, I've spoken on it before, and it's like, you know, Sharia law is where you draw the line. You know, you cannot oppress, you know, women, and you can't, you know, do a lot of these things that, you know, as far as just that far extreme, you know, religious example goes. I lost my train of thought there.
I'll touch on that one. Number one, it is in fucking America. It ain't going to happen. They may be able to, like, sneak into, like, the liberal cities, you know, like what they're trying to do with fucking immigration and all that shit. But, like, look at how many fucking drunk assholes got guns. I'm just going to throw that demographic in there. I'm not saying all fucking country folk. I'm just saying the drunk assholes with guns. Like the super, super second, you know, amendment, just dickheads. Not the people that are actually professionals about their fucking, you know, artillery, but I'm talking like the real fucking dickhead. You think, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, there's even fucking, bro, get me started. There's parts of fucking Texas that it was like, dude, I was driving through there and it was just like, dude, like, I'm not stopping. Fuck you. I'm not pulling over nowhere. No. Nobody's going to wear my face as a mask.
I don't know. Yeah, I had a second.
I don't know. You know,
it's a fucking perturbing ass fucking subject.
Yeah, I want to get Travis's thoughts and your thoughts too, MF. You know, as we all know that Soros was hacked, you know, thousands of Open Society foundations and files were released online. You know, what are your thoughts on that aspect? And are we going to start seeing more and more of this come to play in social media? You know, people's accounts being, like Soros being, hacked and then it being spread across the internet before anybody can do anything about it. You know, do you think that that aspect is going to correlate more and more as time goes on?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, I've been having this fucking theory. Sorry, I didn't tell you. I've been definitely having this theory, and the only way that they could do anything is by shutting down the entirety of the internet. But that in itself, I mean, it just seems fucking improbable. I mean, unlikely. Definitely not impossible, but that'd be their only way of fucking controlling it. And especially if, like, the more higher-ups start getting fucking hacked, it's like, as good intentions as it would be, I could see them using that as a fucking way. It's like, okay, well, we're going to completely limit the internet. Like, we're going to have things like monitoring. Like, nobody's allowed to be on the fucking internet. If you're on the internet and you ain't got no government fucking pass, then, oh, well, that's your ass. And it's going to make it even fucking worse for people, because then the fucking government's going to be the only ones with the fucking internet, and they're going to be able to watch everybody. You know, so it's like, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You know what I mean? I think people are, their head's in the right place, their heart's in the right place, but I think it's like just blatantly doing shit. It's like, even, you know, like hackers, you're not going to, people may not find you. They may not know who you are. You know, your face will never be seen, but it's like, it doesn't matter, dude. Like, you could have an action that creates a ripple, and that ripple could have substantial effects, you know, like horrendous effects. So it's a degree of accountability. It's like, if everybody's supposed to do something right, you know, if we're supposed to come together and fight the fucking machine and everything else, that would all be under the pretense that everybody had a fucking brain and knew how to think for themselves, and everybody, you know, was going the right way about going about doing it. But everybody's got their own sense of justice, their own sense of right and wrong. Everybody's got their own fucking, you know, battle they're trying to fight, or their own war they're trying to fucking win. So it's like, how would we be able to come together and fucking stop it? And unfortunately, the people that are actually fucking doing something about it, they're so far and few between. Once they're singled out, dude, it's rough. And then they get used as an example to where other people don't want to stand up and fucking, you know, stand up and say anything, or people don't want to do anything. And like what Travis was talking about, the agent provocateurs. Like, it's just fucking the way things work. It's just how it's always worked. But I'm a fucking introvert. Like, I don't get involved with shit. And I think I got a different path as far as how I'm going to be able to help.
Well, let me ask you guys this, and this question is going to be posed to both of you. You know, Pepsi's coming out with a new can, and it truly, I guess, you know, in some essences, it's trying to replicate an aspect of that's a bad word. I'm starting to sound like MF today. Let me reiterate that they're coming out with a can with the Empire State Building on it and the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, first and foremost, you know, it's sad to see corporate America get into this, but, you know, most people, I'm asking you not to buy, because there's two little words that they left out in the Pledge of Allegiance on the can with, you know, Empire State Building on it, and that's under God. You know, when you look at it in that aspect, MF, you know, do you feel that corporate America has the right to go and put our Pledge of Allegiance, but leave under God out of that caption?
Absolutely. I'm a fucking capitalist, dude. I think anybody that has a business, a corporation, whatever it is, it's their choice to do whatever the fuck they want to do. But with that being said, I believe everybody has a choice. You know, they have their own freedom to do whatever the fuck they see fit. And so if you don't like what that company is doing, then fuck it. Don't buy their shit. But I mean, that's about how I feel about it. Like,
but as an American, does it piss you off?
As an American, no. It sure as fuck don't, because we're a capitalist fucking country, dude. Every single corporation out there has a right to do whatever the fuck they want to do, unless it's fucking illegal. You know what I mean? As far as them taking out the fucking under God, I dig it. I could see why they wouldn't want to fucking do it in the pledge and everything else. But it's like, as an American, yeah, Pepsi has a right to do what the fuck they want to do. But everybody has a freedom to to fucking not buy their shit. And the repercussions that come of those fucking actions, you know, that's fucking Pepsi's fault. Regardless, it's like you have the right to fucking be an asshole. But, you know, you're definitely going to get the fucking repercussions of it. You're definitely not free from those. So, yeah, as a capitalist, I definitely fucking agree that they have the fucking right to do so. And you as a fucking, you know, capitalist and in a fucking capitalistic country, absolutely, you have the right not to buy their shit. Why? Because Coke's better anyway. Because they use their colors, and that's why Santa Claus is red and white. So I will always be a Coke fan over Pepsi anyway.
Well, I'm a Coke man over Pepsi anyway. But Travis, what are your thoughts?
That's why Santa Claus is red and white. I mean, why? How could you not put Coca-Cola with Christmas, God, right? You know what I mean?
Well, Travis, what are your thoughts, bro?
I mean, man, I got to agree with MF, and, you know, they have the right to do whatever they want, but we're seeing the repercussions of that. You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is that we need to, I think, at least stop dividing up, you know, things religiously and you know, really have an understanding of morals. You know, morals transcends religion. You know, everybody of every religion can have good morals and be a good person and try not to harm people and don't encroach on people, you know, and that's kind of the way I go with, you know, bringing things back to what I call the, you know, that objective, logical, reasonable public square, you know, that we can all have fucking debate about, you know, and it's like, I think it's, you know how far I go down the rabbit hole with the propaganda. And I just think that it's all been propaganda from the get-go, you know, with them trying to taint the word God and, you know, divide it up into all of these different things when it's like, you know, I personally believe that all religions are talking about the same God. I think that science is talking about God. I think it's all God. I think God is the energy, you know, which allows fucking molecules and cells to form. I think God is the thing inside of atoms. God is the field in which his fucking universe exists in. So it's another one of those things, man, where it's like they're playing with language and they're taking all of these little tweaks in language. And personally, you know, I go down the rabbit hole, and again, I think that it is done deliberately. I think the media is doing it deliberately to divide people and to get people, you know, to fight over something so that we don't pay attention to the real fucking things that are going on, you know, like
Bingo.
The fucking pedophile rings and the fact that there's so much money in the government. And the fact that the Pentagon's, you know, missing $22 trillion over the past 20 years, don't fucking put that on the news. But, you know, let's make it all about transgender children. And you know, we'll have fucking Colin Kaepernick now, who's paid for by Nike. He fucking makes hundreds of millions of dollars from Nike, yet he's the one who's causing all of the Nike controversies and the fucking the shoes on 4th of July.
No,
it never
and look at it.
Ends.
And
it's
he's getting fucking paid for
that shit. Yeah. And
he's even playing football no more. He's like, fuck you.
No,
make more money.
He has so much more money just doing
it. All just to play that persona, dog. Yeah. And people feed into it. All it does is divide people and get people more fucking angry. It's like pushing fucking emotional buttons. You know? I mean, they know how to push the hot buttons to get people's fucking reactions, get everybody fucking angry. If you're angry, you do stupid shit. You don't think right.
Yeah, people have to see through it, man. And, you know, fuck that. If they wanna do this and play these, you know, stupid little fucking games, and if Nike wants to play these stupid little fucking games is what is, you know, objectively, you know, American morals and values of what, then don't fucking support them. You know, we need to take down a lot of these old established fucking dying empires that are just siphoning the life off everybody.
I'm going to take away my Air Maxes, bro. I'm angry.
It'll make better ones in Korea, I guarantee
no,
you.
No, don't take away my Air Maxes. As I one of the two. No, you're not taking away my Air Maxes, dog. Like, that's a staple, you know what I mean? That shit's been around since the fucking 80s. I wore those when I wasn't skating, you know? That was my fucking good shoes.
Well, on that note, next week we will be bringing on some other guests and expanding the thoughts and the horizon, not of just the American people, but of people worldwide. You know, I think it's an aspect that I love having on the show. I mean, I think we need to bring more people on, share the show more, and let others be involved and give them a voice. With that being said, man, an hour has flown by. I'm going to pass the mic to Mr. Travis Hyland. Let him give his final arguments or thoughts. Go ahead, bro.
Well, yeah, I'll just give some shout-outs. shout-outs, man, to people out there who are, you know, doing good things. People like Pat Miletich, Greg Carlwood, Sam Tripoli. I mean, even, you know, there's a lot of stand-up comedians now are, you know, have great fucking podcasts. And, you know, they like journalists, are, you know, kind of the last bastion of free speech and being able to, you know, say and get away with these kinds of things, you know. Shout-out to all of them. You know, there's some people on YouTube, Novida, Chris from Abroad, you know. There's people out there who now we finally have the ability, you know, like we do on this show, to where you can see life from so many different aspects. And, you know, we can figure out a middle, you know, a moral middle ground, an objective square where, you know, it's truth and love above everything on top of everything. And, you know, we just have to stop. We have to see past the magic and past all the bullshit and all the advertising. Like, you know, advertising goes hand in hand with psychology. It's a science. They've been doing it for fucking so long. And, you know, people have to stop supporting these big empires that are doing fucking terrible things.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. On that note, I'm going to pass the mic to Mr. MF Beck for his final thought of the week.
You know, you always ask me, how can we fix things? How can we do it? I think it's people need to focus on themselves more than trying to focus on the collective right now. You got to build yourself up, you know. Spiritually, emotionally, physically, whatever the fuck you got to do. You know, but if everybody just focuses on themselves. Another thing, if anybody wants to look into the life of Miyamoto Musashi, like, I'm not just talking like the Book of Five Brains or the Dopado. I'm talking like actually like looking at his life and how he lived his life. And like, there's a whole bunch of books on it and things of that nature. But you'll kind of get a little bit of insight into what I'm talking about and how I kind of feel my life and how I live it. Rather than choosing a side, you know, it's like Musashi was a genius here. Like, the way he lived his life, it's something remarkable, you know, I mean, especially in a war-torn time in fucking Japan. Like, I feel like he was born in war and he fucking, you know, ended up dying an old man in a fucking cave. Like, he's a real gangster. But yeah, check out his fucking, anything on his biography, you know.
Most definitely. Well, my homies, it was a pleasure. I look forward to next week, as always. And it's been fun. It's been informative. Let's keep sharing our thoughts. Peace, my brothers.
Peace.
Late.
My killer green is smoking me out and I'm so blown. Inside of my home, me alone sipping Corona. California, your killer rhymes not to be known. You're still on my grind, never stop. Just to be showing you how I live. Out in the lot, getting my name out.